Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Memorial Day weekend, we're going to talk car care. Any problems you may have with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer. Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue, is back once again, as he's done for so many years here on CCO, to help you out, give you some idea of what might be ailing that vehicle before you bring it in. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I heard a little rumble or two of thunder. I don't know about you over there at Lloyd's, but is it raining there?
It is raining a little bit, and yeah. I did hear a little thunder. It woke me up this morning. But,
oh, it did.
But it's quiet now.
Well, the weather folks say there's going to be a gradual clearing today, so we can get some things done. If you have any kind of a car care question, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a motorhead to call in or text in your question. Here is the phone number. It is also the text number, 651-461-9226. Call or text, 651-461-9226. I was in this past week to Lloyd's Automotive, saw Dan. As you know, Dan, and you were looking at, like you and your crews always do, you kind of look ahead. You see, well, what could this vehicle, where are we? In the mileage, I'm saying, and the age of the vehicle. And you found, among other things, not too many things, but that I need to get my spark plugs changed, or should, as far as the manufacturer recommended. How often does that happen with vehicles these days?
Well, on many cars, on most cars, it's not very often, and your car, happens to happen at 60,000 miles that it's due for spark plugs. I've seen a lot of cars where they're not due till 100,000 miles, but as we've said in the past, the good news about changing your spark plugs before they're in there way too long is they come out properly. We've had a number of different type of cars where the spark plugs have been in the cylinder heads for so long that it becomes a problem to get them out. And I don't foresee a problem with your car that's going to happen, but that does happen from time to time.
So some jobs, and I wondered about that too, are more difficult than others, depending on, each car has this different pluses and minuses as far as maintenance goes. Now, when you put the plugs in, are they like you just exchange them out? You take one out, you put one in, or do you have to, gap them like the old days?
Yeah, we do. You do have to check the gap on them, and not that they're pre-gapped from the factory. That's all great, but spark plugs get dropped from time to time, and that type of thing changes the gap. So that needs to be dealt with. And so, yes, you certainly measure the gap before you install the spark plugs, and you put a little lubricant on the threads when you put the new spark plugs in, because that assures you that, 60,000 miles from now, the spark plugs that I put in will come out without any problems. And that spark plug getting stuck in the cylinder head is a real deal. And from time to time, we'll actually take the spark plug out, and the threads from the cylinder head will come with the spark plug. And that's not a disaster, but it's turns it into a way bigger job, because then now I need to recreate some threads in the cylinder head for the spark plug to hold onto and stay in place. So it just gets to be more complicated.
We
have a device that we can re-drill the hole, re-tap the hole, and actually use an insert to put some new threads back in there. But like I say, it makes it more complicated. And sometimes the location of the spark plug is complicated to get that process done.
Whew, I guess. All right, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan is going to be with us for about another 30 minutes or so when Jack Farrell steps in here. So call or text whatever car care question is on your mind, 651-461-9226. Here's one, Dan. A text came in a bit ago. It says, does oil on your mind, 651-461-9226. Here's one, Dan. A text came in a bit ago. It says, does oil ever expire? I have some, texter says, 520 that I've had for over 15 years. Is it still okay to use?
You know, it probably is still okay, but that's long enough. Even that would cause me concern. Like, has it been properly sealed? Is there, you know, over 15 years, an awful lot of moisture could accumulate inside there? And so that would cause me to say I probably would not use that after 15 years. Now, having said that, it does. There's no reason that it wouldn't be okay, except for the fact that it's exposed to the environment. And, you know, I'm not sure what happens over that period of time with the additive package that they put in the motor oil. And I suspect that's just fine, too. But that's getting to be a long time, and I probably would discard that and get some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. Plus, oil has, in the last 15 years, I think oil has become somewhat better, wouldn't you say, as far as quality?
Yes, I think that's true. I would much prefer to use today's oil than the oil that was from 15 years ago.
Cheap maintenance, after all. Yeah. All right, hang on, Dan. We're going to take a break. I want to alert Clarence. You're going to be next up on the phone. If you have any kind of a car care question, as I said, don't wait, call or text 651-461-9226. 62 degrees now. Thunderstorms in some areas of CCO land, light rain others. We hope, at least here in the Twin Cities, to get some gradual clearing later on. 87 the high. Here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, right there in Grand Avenue. That address again, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us here in about 7:45 this morning. Dan, we have callers, we have texters, so let's put you back to work here on this holiday weekend. We promised Clarence in St. Paul that he'd be first. Thank you for waiting, Clarence. What is your question for Dan, please?
Well, first, talking about the spark plugs, big fan of using anti-seize on lots of threads. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea. That is what we use.
Yep.
Okay. Nobody ever talks about anti-seize anymore. Anyways, 2007 F-150 5.4 automatic. You're accelerating on the freeway. You're going 55, 60. You drop down to 45 for some reason. And when you're accelerating, I don't know if it's the – I heard a torque converter shutter or the motor is shuttering. It gets a shutter in the acceleration, and then it goes away once you get going again. Any ideas?
Well, if it is a misfire with the engine, you know, be it a spark plug or ignition coil or something like that, the solution would be we would take it for a test drive with our diagnostic equipment installed, and you can actually scan the computer and watch if there's a misfire happening. So that's the first thing I would do, is see if there's a misfire showing up. And then with the transmission, if you are cruising along, slow down, and then go to accelerate, you know, if you took it out of overdrive when you do that, I would bet that when you do that, it no longer chatters like that. However, you could be also, by doing that, you could be masking the misfire in the engine because you know, the engine doesn't have as much load on it when you shift it down like that. So I'm not sure what it would be. First thing I would do is try and find a misfire that's happening. And if that's not the case, then if the chatter's coming from the transmission, then the first thing I would do is try changing the fluid and see if that doesn't make a difference, and then check and see if there are any service bulletins from Ford to see if there's an additive that they recommend in the process of changing the fluid, because sometimes there is, and it'll take care of that chatter if that's what it is.
Okay, good advice, good tips. Good luck, Clarence. 651-461-9226. Either call in your question or send it via text through that number. Tom is calling in this morning from, Blaine, I believe. Tom, you're on CCO with Dan Burns. What is your question, please?
Oh, thank you for taking the call. I have a 2016 Audi Q3, and my dashboard indicator tells me that I need to change the battery and the fob. And it's almost continuous. So I can take the battery out and check it on a battery tester, and it's good. It's a good battery. For several months, actually, I was taking my fob in to the dealer, and they would change the battery out free of charge. But it seemed like, gosh, that's way too often. And so once I checked the batteries and realized that they're still good, now I wonder what's going on.
I'm not sure on that particular vehicle what causes the signal to turn on the light for you. Is it that it's actually reading the voltage of the battery, or is it a timed event that happens? And either one could be the case. So I think I would, next time the light is on, I would take it into the dealer again and get your free battery, and then check with them and see if they have a service bulletin or something around this. The other thing that I would maybe do is you know, even though you're checking the battery and seeing that it has enough voltage, I wonder if it will hold a load. So the other thing I would do is change the battery myself. And, you know, try and find a good quality battery and a different manufacturer than what the dealer is using, and see if that doesn't make a difference, too.
Okay. This texter says this, Dan. We have a 2017 Acadia with a new battery. We will be leaving it for about a month. Anything we have to do to it so when we return, it'll start and run okay. Well, this time of year, for a month, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be just fine. As I've said it before, I leave my car out in Colorado for a month all the time, and it starts for me when I get back to the park and ride. So I think for a month, it'll be fine. When it gets beyond that, you know, if it gets 3, 4, 5, 6 months, then you're never quite sure what you're going to get. And I would also say that, you know, if your battery goes dead after several months, I don't think there's anything probably wrong with the car. It's just that that particular car has too many things that it's trying to keep alive with your battery, and over time it just runs out of juice.
Yeah. All right, Dan, hang on. We're going to take a break for weather. When we come back, we're going to answer more car care questions either by phone or by text. Dan will take his leave in about 10, 15 minutes or so from now. So if you have any kind of an issue with your vehicle, call or text 651-461-9226 here on this holiday weekend on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive answering your car care questions for a few more minutes this morning at 651-461-9226. Dan, we have some texters that we want to get to before you take your leave today. Here's one of them. 2016 Jeep Cherokee, 70,000 miles on it. It's a six-cylinder. The start-stop has quit working. In the message center on the dash, it says battery charging. on occasions, the warning light on the dash comes on, letting us know the start-stop is unavailable. This has been going on for about 6 months. The battery was replaced in February of 2021. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I don't have any thoughts on that right off the bat, although it sounds like maybe something's going on with your charging system. So I would, if the battery does get low, that start-stop thing will be disabled because the car needs the battery fully charged. It won't allow that to happen unless the car is fully charged and the car is able to restart properly. So if the charging system is not charging quite properly, and the deal is it's charging enough to keep the car running, but it might not be charging enough to keep the computer happy, or the signal getting to the computer isn't happy with what it's receiving. And so I think the next thing I would do is check the charging system and see what's going on with that, and see if there's not a problem that needs to be dealt with.
Okay. It's a bodywork question here. It appears, texter says, a truck or a car with a bike rack backed into my car and scratched and slightly dented the hood. Now, I don't think I want to invest in a repair at this point in the car's life, but is there a way to prevent rust on the bare metal section?
Yeah, there's, touch-up paint available. And if you go to the manufacturer, go to the dealer, you can get an exact match. Take the vehicle identification number with you, and they'll be able to give you a small bottle of touch-up paint. And when you go to do that, very lightly sand it just a little bit. Don't sand beyond the area that you're going to paint or touch up, but sand it a little bit and then put on that touch-up paint, and I think you'll get some good life out of that.
Yeah, it's not like you have it done at a body shop, but it'll protect it like you wish. That helps. Yeah, it's amazing how they can really match the color. Pretty neat. Here's another one. It's a 2002 Toyota Sienna. When it's cold in the winter, it takes a while before the car will go from second to third gear. I can hear it running too high for maybe a minute before it slips into the higher gear. I've had this problem for years. It doesn't get any worse, but I'd like to know what's going on.
Well, my car does that too. Hmm. I drive a Toyota, and I've always thought it to be normal that it's built into the strategy of the vehicle that when the engine temperature is too cold, it'll keep it in that higher gear for a long, keep the RPMs up so that it'll warm up quicker. And I've noticed that on many cars that I've test driven, and my assessment is that it's always been normal.
Dan, I'm looking at the forecast for the daytime highs. Today it's going to be near 87, tomorrow near 89, Memorial Day Monday near 92. I would imagine some folks who haven't done so already are going to be checking their AC in their automobiles. And I'm wondering if, looking in your crystal ball, if you're going to be getting some calls at Lloyd's this week to get this stuff repaired.
Oh, I'm certain that we are. And be prepared for that. There's going to be a little sticker shock when it comes to air conditioning repair because the cost of all the, the refrigerant gases has gotten very expensive, ridiculously so.
Really?
So I'm sorry about that, but it's just true. And, you can't drive your car without air conditioning, so you have to fix it. But like I say, just be a little prepared. You might be a little bit shocked by how expensive the recharge process has gotten. And in most cases, that's what's wrong with the vehicle is over a long period of time, the refrigerant gas leaks down, and because of that, it gets less efficient and it won't cool the car properly. When it gets to a certain level, it'll actually turn the air conditioning system off to protect itself. And in many cases, simply recharging it will take care of that.
Well, if we need some help, if folks find that their AC or whatever the problem is, it may not be air conditioning, it may be something else. If they want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive, how do we do that?
Well, come on over. That's the best way. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We'd be glad to see you. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 651 828-1316. We're closed for the long weekend, of course. You can find us on the web that has all of this information on it at Lloyd's Automotive, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net.
Excellent, Dan. Well, thanks again for your expertise, and let's talk again next Saturday.
That sounds great, Denny.
Thanks very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead, and then we're going to talk lawns and gardens with Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. That's all ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.